This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production.
Hello. We apologise up front for the audio quality in this episode. Either Blatt was still getting used to being a subtle rogue, or he decided he wanted to eat his microphone. I also sound like I'm on an airport runway for some reason. Some major editing has been undertaken, so everything should now be okay. We had quite a lot of fun recording this episode, so we hope you guys enjoy listening. After experiencing the hospitality of the local cave system, ignoring a long-dead prophet of the dunes and reuniting with Thrak, the group came to the entrance of a giant pyramid lost in time. Being them, they then of course ventured deep inside, because caution is a young hero's game.
God, yes, I know where I am. Oh, shit, yes, we're in this room, aren't we? Fuck's sake. Apparently I'm stuck to the ceiling or some shit.
I need to figure out, yeah, who's stuck to the ceiling and who's not.
I believe that was your fault, wasn't it, Tim?
I think I was...
instrumental in...
Coerced into that by somebody.
I can't possibly think of that be. Okay, so... what happened? So you all just teleported into the room. Thrak, you and your legion of, 13 dwarves?
12 angry men.
March through this magical portal and end up on either side. And you, for a second, you look around and you can see that you're in an octagonal room before gravity shifts and you get pulled upwards to the upwards into and crack onto the ceiling. You and all the other dwarves, because obviously you're all wearing plate mail, as well as Dalmaria and anyone else who's wearing any sort of metal, gets pulled up to the ceiling. Down below you can see Grim and Piplup standing near two levers on the wall, giggling their heads off, as with anyone else who isn't wearing metal. Actually, no. Piplup says, "Oh fuck!" and then gets pulled to the ceiling as well from her hand.
there's a definite shout of "What the fuck?" Oh, by the way, the name I've decided. Matt Williams decided for me, and I'm sticking with it. The name for the small legion of dwarves is the Steve Guard, which I quite like. So yes, they are my Steve Guard. Thrak, Haveedra, and the Steve Guard. They're not all called Steve. One of them is.
Also, Piplup gets pulled upwards. You're sort of dangling from the roof now, looking down. So, what do you guys want to do here? Grim, Blatt, and Zildjian, you're all stood on, in the floor. Do you want me to describe the room again? Just as a bit of a.
Yeah, go on. Let's
recap.
Refresh our memories.
Refresh your memories. Okay, so you're in an octagonal room, which is 30 feet across. Four 10-foot square wall segments separate four 10-foot wide arch exits. Each wall looks exactly like the other walls, and each looks exactly like each of the other exits. There is a dome ceiling 30 feet above the floor, so all the Steve Guard, Dwarves, Damari, and Pip are on the roof on this 30-foot dome.
I'm so pleased you've gone with that.
The skeleton...
Not no moon, that's stupid. The Steve Guard.
A skeleton lies in the centre holding sword, which is extended from his arm above his head, and it points in the direction of one exit. Each exit, you can see, is actually filled with a rust-orange coloured mist that is slightly sulfuric in smell, and it kind of ebbs slowly into the room, but doesn't really go much beyond the point of the exits. There are several levers set into each wall, each one with a sign above each lever in a plethora of languages, basically saying, pull me, which you think Pip and Graham have just done. Well, it said, pull me, what else am I supposed to do?
Unpull the fucking... Jesus
Christ. No, wait, don't unpull them, because they'll all fall on us.
Getting things thrown at you from Thrak. Thrak is looking through his bag. Starting to throw things at you.
I want to cast spider climb myself really quickly before anything else happens.
Okay, cast spider climb.
You get like bits of a bedroll start being hurled at you, but just let me down.
Like sticks on him because he's spider climbed, so he's got little hairs all over his body, so he can.
No, I'm throwing them. I'm throwing them at Grim because Grim's the one down by the thing.
Hey, don't throw things at Grim. That's not very nice.
He's down there. I'm up here. Let me down.
I'm just gonna lean over to Grim just and whisper into the, pull a lever.
No. I think we need to pull the other two levers first. So all four are pulled. Go and get the other one on that side. I'll get this one.
Okay, but I'm not going to walk across the middle of the room. I'm going to walk around the very edge.
Okay. So me and Blatt head over to the other two unpulled levers.
Oh, God, right, okay.
Hang on, and I'm going to yell on three.
I'm gonna hold on very tight and then pull the lever on three.
Right, okay. Once all the levers are down that got pulled up, so essentially just the two, the magnetic field essentially switches off, and Steve, Guard, Thrak, Piplup, and Amoria all fall to the floor. Unfortunately, we do have to take falling damage, which is 3d6. Falling damage.
3d6? Wow.
Sorry.
Wasn't even my fault this time.
Your voice is 30 foot above you, Thrak. Give him a dwarven hello from me.
Above you? I'm on the ceiling too.
Not anymore.
Not for long.
Thankfully, Drow have spider climb.
I will proceed to scuttle my way across the ceiling, down the wall, to the floor. Right.
Sorry. Okay, so you all crash to the floor. At some point, right, what do you want to do, Grim? Do you want all to take an initiative, or whoever wants to go first to shout out? What, you know?
It depends. Is something bad happening? I don't like this whole. Do you want to roll an initiative? No, I don't. No, I don't. Definitely not. No.
Not in any way. No, we just stand still for the rest of the time.
Do not move.
We want to be taken to the bed zone of this dungeon, turning out. The bed and gold rooms. The map of the bed and gold rooms.
Maybe the bed gold. Right, we're not going to force the issue, but okay. So
if that room's on there, yeah, mark that on the map as well.
Yeah, just add that to the list of places to visit. I will carefully wander across to where Pippa's face planted herself and offer her hand.
Yeah, literally face planted. It's all thank you. Just actually like appreciate the help. She looks like she's whacked herself and gonna get a pretty good bruise across her face, but still finds it pretty amusing. So, looking around, how do we get back? Where?
Well, I guess we try a door.
Pick a door, any door.
They're all kind of archways.
Has the orange mist cleared?
Picture of what it looks like. I don't want to see the full map because.
So it's like a rusty fog sort of thing in these arches, right?
Say something else then.
While you're getting the map, can I take just like a copper coin out and throw it into the mist?
Yeah. You flick it in and you can hear it go ding, 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 and then roll to like a stop.
Okay. But I can't see. The fog is like so thick that I can't see where it is now.
No.
Okay.
So.
Ooh.
I'm going to go and get the sword from the skeleton.
Oh, God.
And then go to where it was pointing.
That's not cursed, is it?
Go to where it was pointing.
It will be.
The door to which where it was pointing, that archway.
Yep. And I'm going to take the sword and put it into the fog, just like without putting my hand in, just to see what it reacts.
Nothing seems to happen. It just seems like fog. It kind of wafts around the sword as you're moving it around. Nothing. It smells really bad, but nothing apart from that.
Okay.
So,
are me and Blatt at the same door? Can we be if we're not?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
So I look at Blatt. So what do you think?
I'll quietly whisper him, send us Steve.
Track just sort of gives you a look and goes, and then goes, yeah. You, the one who's not Steve.
choosing the non-Steve Steve.
Well, the Steve card's named after Steve. There must be a reason.
The one at the end kind of sighs and walks forward. And as he walks forward, he clops his two halves of the coconuts together. Like, clop, clop.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, you can send him. Please send him.
Yes, I need to go in through this particular, pointing at the archway and going, I need you to go in there and I need you to keep clopping so we can hear where you've gone.
Oh, man. I'm going to go in there. What? Close. What, that one there?
Yes, that one there.
What's towards that door?
Go, bring honour to Steve Guard.
All right, man. For the revolution, yeah?
Don't scream too loudly while you die.
I keep giving Havedra looks and going, where did you find these ones? As he's walking away, I sort of lean over to him and go, why does he have coconuts again?
Found them, mate.
Can't hear that. He's walking away, or at least he should be. If he turns around and comes back, I will literally kick him through the door.
Is he supposed to be orange?
Go through the door now. Obey your king.
I kind of like clips and clops and goes in. You can hear him flopping, maybe for let's roll these things. Okay, you hear him click-clopping for about 20 seconds, and then the click-clopping stops.
Oh.
And rest in peace.
do we hear a thump as he falls to the floor, or just silence?
No, silence.
Okay.
Agonizing squeal.
Yes, I was about to say, or any sort of hissing noise as he slowly melts.
Quite dark in here.
Oh, is that
it? Report light.
Okay, what have you seen? Come back to us.
Keep talking so you can hear us. Follow the noise of my voice.
Fading off.
No, the other way. Come on, come back this way. Come on.
I don't know. You don't hear him. He doesn't speak. He starts like kind of. You can hear mumbling. He kind of walks off.
I think you're going in the wrong direction. Wrong direction. Jesus Christ!
I think you sent the wrong one. Send all of them, holding hands.
I hate him.
do you know what? I'm going to take my 50-foot rope, tie it around my waist, and then hand it to the handrail because I trust the handrail. Not to let it go.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Hey, this is meta. Don't get upset. And then I will maybe just take a bit of rag out of my from my cloak that I'm pretty sure I've already reused once or twice. And then I kind of just
take the rope from you. You tie it around your waist. Where are you going?
Going to the ones that where the sword was pointing.
Okay, so let's just say that's pointing to the north. So you go through the same one that Steve went through, or a Steve went through, and you head into the orange mists.
And I will use the rag to cover my mouth as I go in, just in case. Maybe douse it with a bit of water before I go in, just as a bit of a filter. Am I dead yet?
Fingers crossed!
Oh, flack.
Okay, oh, no, that's me.
As you head through the mists, are you carrying a light or anything? How are you walking down here?
If it's really dark, I will light the lantern before I go in. How's that?
As you carry, well, you carry the lantern as you go in. The rest of you, as he goes into the mist, like, dulls the light of the lantern more than it naturally should have. I was going to call you Brit. No, Blatt.
Come.
You walk in. Even though you're holding the lantern right next to you, its light diffuses significantly. And you can smell this sort of sulfuric gas entering your lungs, you kind of, even though you've got your hand over your mouth. And you get really confused for a second. You're not quite sure where you are or what you're doing. You take a few steps forward. And then the mist parts to reveal a 10-foot wide by 30-foot section of clear corridor. So there's a mist filling the archway at both ends, so from behind you and then beyond. Beyond the archway leads out from a centre at both sides of the wall, so both sides are full of mist. So imagine you're in a corridor, essentially, with archway at both ends, and each end has got mist in it.
Okay, so it's almost like a respite kind of area.
As you're in this room, though, you can't remember which way you've come from.
Can I just check the rope still around my waist?
The rope's still around your waist.
Okay, see where the rope is coming from.
However, it is limp where it's been burned.
Some bastards cut it.
Crack giggles.
So, is the rope still... is it trailing? The
pole is essentially, being held by... don't know who was holding it? I'm not sure. Did you tie it onto something? Where are you? Not sure.
Okay. In my confused state, I'll just kind of just slightly tug at the rope.
You feel it go slack a little bit, and then you feel it like kind of like whip towards you.
Ow! And I'm just gonna, feeling a little bit kind of apprehensive, I'm just gonna get, hello?
Back in the room, the main room, what are you guys doing?
Well, what happens to the rope?
The rope just, Blatt and the rope around his waist go through one of the mist corridors, and then he disappears, and you can't see the light, you can't see Blatt anymore.
Okay, but the rope is still in, he gave it to Rahandral, right?
Yes, so Rahandral's holding the end of the rope.
Right, and what then happens to the rope? Does it stay just, you know, casually in Rahandral's hands, or does it suddenly disappear?
No, it's still in Rahandral's hands.
Oh, okay. Mm. So Thrak sort of goes, huh.
So we shout after him.
Thrak walks over to the rope just in front of Rahandral and just goes, excuse me, and just gives it a sharp couple of tugs and goes, oi!
Blah! You feel the rope tug around your waist, like something's trying to drag you back, but you don't remember where you've come from or how long you've been travelling, and you don't know what's on the other end of the rope, and you can't hear anything. And then from the other end of the corridor, a dwarf emerges from the mist. It goes,
oh, no.
Oh, he's holding a pair of coconuts.
So I'm going to turn around. I'm going to turn around to the guy. And I'm going to say,
off podcast.
Lost in the mist.
Khan and the guy with the coconut.
What?
Probably should name him.
Where did you come from? Who are you?
Not sure. I came from. There's some mist back there. It's orange.
Sorry, mate. But what's with the coconuts?
That's my horse.
They're coconuts.
No, man, my horse.
Oh, right. Okay. Have you been here long?
Looks around. King of the king, I think.
King? A king? Who's your king?
Like, are you a king, mate?
Internally, I'm like, oh Christ, who is this guy? Why has he got coconuts?
Did I come with you?
No.
Do you know, I tell you what, there's a rope here. And something's on the other end. Can you go see what it is?
Fuck. I mean, it's your rope. You bought it.
Look, it's something attached on the other end. I give it another little kind of like sharp little tug. It's not too hard, but like some sharp little tugs.
Let's just see what he does. I can't fucking do this, guys. It's ridiculous. He's like, no, I mean, he turns around. It's a misty. I'm going to go this way. You want
to come? I don't think it's a good idea to wander off, but maybe you should.
That's amazing. Maybe you should.
I'll,
I went down another corridor a bit like this. Was going east. I think they were being a bit deceptive. Then it was west.
How would you know?
Maybe his horse told him.
You know you've got a rope around your waist?
Yes, I know that, thank you.
That your horse?
But I hear that there's some gold at the other end of it.
Oh, cool. Wish I had a rope.
I tell you what, you can have my rope.
It's very nice of you.
So I'll just I'll get him to stand next to me. Do you want to come over here? And I'll just take the rope off and I'll tie it around the dwarf really tight, like so he can't get out. And then I'm going to pull it really hard, like several times, like in urgency.
Don't pull me off.
No, it's all right, mate. Don't worry. If you just a little bit of a tug, then you're up, you end up at the end of the rainbow.
A really weird orange rainbow.
Right, Ryan is going to make a strength check. He ethically fails with a two because, I mean, so you pull this and you get some gold, yeah? So
just gently.
Your hand goes flying into the mist from your end, guys.
For God's sake. Humans and dwarves.
God bless you. Same gold, mate.
So I'm just going to go, look, you clearly don't deserve a rope with gold at the end of it, and I'll take it off of him.
Natural smashes into you. It's going to roll. What's happened? Where are we?
Do I recognise who he is?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's everybody else, Rahandral?
In the original room, I think. I don't know. We've been travelling through for a while, right?
No. This is just the first bit. Where's the end of the rope?
He looks down at his hands.
Oh, shit. I'll say, look, stand in the middle of this room. Don't move. Don't go into the fog. And then I will head in the direction that the handle came from.
Right, okay. You walk through and you step into the main room with everyone in.
Hi.
What on earth is happening in there?
To put it mildly, the fog is confusing. I suggest we use the rope. So if I stay here, just don't pull it. Just follow the rope. And don't let go of the rope.
Well, it can't be that far. I'll, like, stand there with my hands on my hips and look up at the mist like an impassable wall. Like, can't be too difficult. Detect magic on the wall of mist.
It is magical.
Okay. Fuck it. Take a deep breath, hold my breath, and walk in.
Okay. You take a deep breath and walk in, and you go through the archway, and you find yourself in a 10-foot wide, 30-foot long corridor, in the middle of which is standing the dwarf, henceforth known as Steve, with his rope tied around his waist, and standing next to him is Rahandral.
No, he can't be Steve. He's part of the Steve guard.
He's non-Steve.
He's clip-flop guy.
He's got to have a different name.
Yeah.
It could be Steve-O.
We could call him Coconut. No,
let's call him Nigel.
I'm in.
Nigel. Nigel.
Okay. Call him Coco.
Is Zildine confused and dazed? Is he dazed
You're
and confused?
You not held your breath, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're okay.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I'll turn back to the wall of mist and I'll yell at the top of my voice, hold your breath and it will be fine!
I mean, God can't hear you.
Turn to him and still shout, I know you can hear me!
No, man, I mean the gold. God can't hear you. You have to go get it. Is it when what? I went to get it?
Push him into the mist.
Which way?
In another direction.
The other end of the corridor.
Harsh.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve God.
Through the wall. He's like, and then he disappears and he goes through another.
Did he please drop one of his coconuts?
Yeah, he left his coconuts behind because his last.
Kick it. Oh my kick God. It, kick one of the coconuts really violently in a third direction. Fucking coconuts. Fucking dwarves. Too many dwarves.
You're in this corridor. I misdescribed that before, so my apologies as a DM. 10-foot wide, 30-foot corridor. Behind you, basically on every wall, you've got an arch with an exit and a mist with that exit. So you have one which you just came through, one at the far other end, and then one on each wall going left and right.
Okay.
Nice.
Blimey.
I'll turn back to the mist and yell again if he heard me. Did you hear me?
I'm just.
Did we hear
you don't
him?
Hear anything from your end, guys.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'll turn to everybody and say, look, just follow the rope. Try not to breathe too much in. You'll probably be okay. Anyway, there's two ends of the rope, so we now know that, you know, if you get lost, follow the rope.
All right, it sounds fine to me. Piplock will grab hold of the rope and start heading in. Passes through just as Dildin, you're screaming. She gets a face full of you screaming like, oh my God, I can hear you.
So you didn't hear me on the other side?
No.
Right. Okay.
Don't worry, I think they're all coming now.
Oh, good.
Where are we going? Wait, what?
I'll rumble in my purse and get a platinum piece and throw it on the floor. Ooh. And I'll turn to Pip. Don't pick that up.
Oh.
Wag my finger at her. Do not pick that up.
Why?
Because I'm leaving breadcrumbs.
But we got a... Oh, I suppose. Okay, it's fine. Who's going in next? What do you guys do? There are four other exits. In the big room, in the middle.
Hello.
Grim, yeah. Thrak, Deepguard, Dalmaria, what do you guys do?
What do we know? We've seen people go in. Black came out and he was all confused.
He was confused about how long he'd been and where he'd been, but he knew that on the other side of the rope was the exit. Rahandral went in, but didn't come back. Pip's just gone in. And Zildin went in and basically was like, hold your breath. Oh no, Black was like, hold your breath.
So Thrak sort of goes, right, okay. Okay, Steve Guard, with me, holding your breath on the way through. 3, 2, 1, go!
As they walk, can I
We don't walk.
Can I throw Kirby towards one of the Steve Guard to catch, to take with him? And okay. then I'm going to sit down on the floor and use telepathy. To sort of go into Kirby. So can I just stay in the main room but sort of go with them as Kirby?
Yeah.
So I can sort of see what's going on through Kirby's eyes.
What is Kirby at the moment?
He's like a lizard chameleon thing.
Okay. Got to see whether any of the Steve Guard are willing to catch a lizard that's randomly thrown at them.
Yeah.
With no word.
Notices, but he actually manages to like stick on the back of someone and like scuttle his way up.
Perfect. He,
that's even better.
Secret lizard.
How many of you are going to fit in this corridor? Okay, so Thrak starts entering, but it's only a 30-foot long corridor. So there's, followed by
me, there's
dwarves. As you walk in, Zildin, Pepler, Rohandral will have to all start stepping backwards just to make room in this bloody.
Yeah, I'll step to one side.
So yeah, as Pratt comes through, he's like, yes, yes, make way, get out of the way. Come on, move, move. There are more of them coming through. The Steve Guard have to fit. Come on, move. Shuffle down. Come on, shuffle down.
Leaving Blatt and Grim and Amaria in the room. The main room. Sildin, what did you want to do? Sorry.
I'll just
crunching noise was his neck. Oh my god.
Sorry about that. That's the drow getting tense from seeing all these bloody dwarves entering the room. I'll step to one side. I'm guessing the corridor is what, 10 foot wide. So I'll just step off to one side as they start like filing past me in a line. I'll sort of put my hands on my hips and like look around at all these small people and just say under my breath, fucking dwarves.
Yes, come on, Steve. That's right. The rest of the Steve Guard, good. Yes, Havedra, come here. Yes, I need you to stand next to me to translate for all these other people, especially that one. You see him cast a difficult look.
That's really convenient that they're all called Steve. It must be really easy for you to remember.
Only one of them's called Steve. They are part of the Steve Guard, though. Steve was the one who first became the guardsman, you see.
So why do they need to guard Steve?
They don't guard Steve. Steve was the first guard, so they all took his name as to honor Steve. I don't make the rules in this case. For some reason, they did it. They follow me around. They guard me. They do a very good job of it. So I'm not going to take away their traditions, you know. These things that are, well, maybe not buried in myth and legend, but they're important to them, all right? Gives you a look as if to say, fuck off.
What are you guys doing in the main room?
Oh, actually, are the Steve Guard now, as we've sort of mumbled in, are we all now standing around Zildine?
Zildine's standing off on the left wall, kind of with Pip.
Yeah, you should not laugh nervously.
And Rohandor, actually.
But are they all sort of around him, so he's amongst them?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thrak looks over and goes, I may sometimes forgive, but often not, and sometimes forget, but not in this case. You there, and he nods at the dwarf in front of him. Punch him in the balls.
What? I like whip my head around him. What?
Make a dex check.
Make a dex check. Oh.
Well, actually, he's going to try and hit you. That's probably better at it.
Okay, yeah. I am a dexterous motherfucker.
He rolled 13.
Come on, that would have been a flat-footed attack, though, at least.
Yeah, without my dex, it's still nope.
he goes to punch you, and you kind of, like, move your whole body aside in, like, a crescent moon kind of shape.
I said he also makes this noise. Woohoo! Pew!
I sense 12 other attacks incoming, so I will whip around at the next opponent like, what? What?
Fine, I'll get you later. I look at the rest of the Steve Guard and go, at any moment, if you manage to get an opportune moment where he's not looking, hit him in the balls.
Ooh, games. I love games.
You hear what could be the sound of Thrak's back teeth popping as he grinds them so hard together.
Grim, through the eyes of Kirby, you see the room as previously described with all this going on. Blatt?
I look at Grim and Delmaria. Do you not want to follow the rope?
There's gold on the other end of it.
Only for stupid dwarves.
He is particularly stupid. Poor Nigel.
Amaria takes a breath, holds her breath as she walks in. We'll make a dex check as she goes through. Stumbles over a dwarf and pretty much falls into Piplock. And then kind of smartens herself up. You know, like a cat that loses its like balance and then tries to pretend that nothing's happened. Then it's just Blatt and you, Grim. You're just leaving more now.
I look at Grim. Grim, do you wanna follow the rope?
I can't see or hear you because I'm looking through the eyes of my familiar. But I guess I should stop. So I take my attention away from Kirby and look up at Blatt and go, oh, hello. They've gone into a corridor. They seem a bit confused.
Yeah, it should be okay if we hold our breath.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'll take his hand, and then
Who am I, a child there?
So no, so we don't get separated. We're the only people left in here. There's no rope to follow, really, apart from we'll gently just follow the rope from us.
Okay. Do you guys all leave the main room bringing the rope with you? And you all go into the corridor. It's very fucking cramped in here now. You have a drow, an elf, a human, 14 dwarves, and you guys, and a lizard man.
I'm gonna do that bit where you kind of like, I'm trying to make my way to the front, so I'll be like, excuse me, no, sorry, can you just
line on a Saturday, like a midday.
Yes. Sorry Steve. And I'll get to the front and then go, what happened to Nigel?
Oh, he went that way. I'll point in the opposite direction to the way he actually went.
Did he? I'll look at Zildin and just go, did he take his horse?
Oh yeah, he doesn't go anywhere without that.
Trax's head sort of comes up and goes, what? One of the Steve Guarders meant.
Right. What do you...
He looks at Havedra and goes, seriously though, why did you let him into the Steve Guard?
Kind of just shrugs his shoulders.
It was the only one with coconuts.
Was he like the joke one? Look at Thrark.
We trained him badly as a joke.
Yeah, we trained him as a joke.
He's the one we send in first.
He is the canary. Bye.
Enthusiastic.
And in this case, it's very literal.
Yeah. Once right.
A worried look.
What do I need to get you to roll, or do I need to roll something to get, because he's talking to me now. So, and since we're all packed in and I still have, and I have given a standing order to the Steve Guard to punch him in the balls at any point, what do I need to roll to get them to punch him in the balls, as a surprise?
You're going to have to roll to hit him. So every time you want to do it, you can do it whenever you can, but it will take an action, sort of. It'll be your turn, or its turn anyway. And Dildin will roll. He'll have to roll against his AC.
Would he not get... So, if it's a surprise,
as
surprise.
As conversation, the one who's sort of next to him goes, I think I can get him in the crotch. Attacks with a 19.
Oh, that's bastard!
Getting a fucking raise.
That's on my deck. Well, it's on my armor class without my deck, so yeah. You bastard. I'll sort of double over and go, hey!
Thrat jumps up and down and screaming, that's what you get! That's what you get! Yes! Remind me of your name, Steve Guard member.
I'll just sort of turn around and say, my name's Nigel.
Nigel was the one with the coconuts, you fuck.
No, he left. He went through first, remember? My name's Britt.
There's more of them.
Is Nigel your brother?
Yeah, man. He's my best friend.
Oh,
I see. You grew up at accent school together.
How sweet.
Well, Brett, you've just earned yourself a promotion. Well done. You have gone from being a private in the Steve Guard to being a corporal. So carry out your duties with care and attention as you just have, and you'll go far in this Praetorian of mine.
Hey, my balls are worth a promotion. That's saying something, isn't it, Thrak?
Thrak looks around to the Steve Guard and goes, "Note how well Brett has done. Any of the rest of you manage to pull off what he managed and put another boot in afterwards will probably become more than a corporal. I might even say sergeant."
Not to get off track here, but are we going left or right or forward?
I'm going to, without anybody, I'm gonna spin around and walk in the direction that Nigel went, that I pushed Nigel, holding my breath.
As you go, the entire Steve Guard just all lock onto you. Yeah. They're all like, I want my stripes and your balls and the way to...
Can I, as soon as I go into the mist, take a deep breath, can I step to one side and stick my foot out, please? whilst holding my breath. I'm not going to breathe.
Oh, my God. Right. You know how fucking big this pyramid is. Like, you walked 30 feet. That's what you've done.
This concept is gold.
Welcome to Rolling with the Regulars.
Yes, you can absolutely do that. You pushed him towards the north, in front, straight ahead. So you walk that way. Who's ever going to do it?
Please don't be down, Maria.
Right. Some people I do, so I've got Pip for a hand draw, Dalmaria. 1, 2, it'll be Pip. 3, 4, it'll be Rohandrel. 5, 6, it'll be Dalmaria.
Oh, no Steve Guard.
Well, all the Steve Guard.
Well, I see Steve Guard come out, then the Steve Guard's going to be coming with me, so.
7, 8, Steve Guard. But it was Pip, unfortunately.
sorry, Pip, but she's lucky.
Pip waddles forwards. She's gonna make a dex check, which she fails, even though she is lucky. Fuck you all.
Did I think
something stomps through and then go like, bah! Into the straightforward beyond the mist. But that means that she will suck in some of the mist. So we'll just
I'm still in there. Did I think that was a dwarf?
Shout sounded female.
Right. Oh, bollocks. Okay, I'll still hold my breath if I can.
Yeah.
And stick my foot out again.
Right. This time, some of the Steve Guard do end up marching past.
Come on.
Make deck checks. Oh! That is just ridiculously polar. Okay, so the first one got a natural 20. So just like
directly over my foot,
steps over your foot, and the other one got a 1, so completely falls
over
and falls into the guy in front of him.
Excellent.
Who then bursts fall onto Pip. Fucking poor Pip.
Not so lucky now.
Well, it depends how much of a Steve Guard pile up you want to
spot. Disgruntled Steve Guard.
Can I then straighten myself up, step on his back over him and over the top of him?
You walk through the mist into a, let's see what the room is. You're in a 10-foot square section of clear corridor with mist filling the archway at one end. So the one end you've just come through, and at the other end is a heavy plank door. However, in this 10-foot corridor, you are stood on Pip with a dwarf on top of her, another dwarf on top of her, and then you standing on them.
Ah, I told you we'd get there eventually. Climb down off them and start heading over towards the door.
What are you guys doing in the other room? There's straight ahead, there's left, there's right.
I just follow the group. Let's not split up.
Yeah, Thrax like, forth, Steve Guard, onwards, remember to hold your breath.
Zildjian, you suddenly get like, you know, you're at a concert and you're at the gate at the front. More dwarves keep pushing in behind you, and suddenly more dwarves that can fill in here, and you get squished to the plank wood with Pip behind you. Open the fucking door!
I'll open the door. God damn it.
You might be able to hear at the back track just going, forward, more, shuffle down.
Weirdly, no sound penetrates through the mist, and everyone in here who's breathed it in, so Pip and everyone, has no idea how long they've been travelling for.
Oh, God.
You open the door, and you... It's weird because it's not locked. It swings open outwards, so into the room. And the door opens to reveal a 30-foot square room with the 10-foot walls raised to a flat ceiling. There is a plank door, the same as the one that you've entered through, in the centre of each of the other three walls. The walls are smooth with no markings, but bones litter the floor. And standing around the room, looking over the bones, are 5 elves.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
All seem
close
to
the
be
door. Close the door. We don't want any more of these fuckers.
You can't close the door. Open the door.
Forward, come on, shovel down. Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
the Steve Guard are marching in lockstep at this moment. They're all like, dum, 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 dum.
I'm going to step out the way.
You get like pushed into the room by like the force of all these, like mainly like pushing on your lower back, like pushing you into this room. And you end up, standing on some of these bones. And as you do, these kind of elves look over to everyone that's kind of looking in, and they look distraught. Tears are running down some of their faces, and they look kind of very confused. Graham and Blatt, you were the last ones in the room with Amari, and I'm guessing you will walk through as well?
As long as there's nothing dangerous in front of us.
Yeah, just
see it walks. The room or go in beyond the mist, you can't hear a word that they say, and you can't see any light. The mist doesn't like permit light to penetrate through it either.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just keep it.
Better crack on.
So you take
up the rear
and walk through. You end up in a little 10-foot room with the door open in front of you, with the tail end of all the dwarves marching through. Before you enter the 30-foot room, with bones littered all over the floor, as described before, and in this room, on each of the other three walls, is another plank door. Right, everyone's in the room.
Literally everyone.
Literally everyone is in the room.
Everyone!
I want to back myself up so my back is against one of the walls and then cast invisibility on myself. Make myself scarce. Elves and dwarves everywhere. I'm not liking it. It's got my back up. And I'm going to use all the dexterity I can to make sure nobody bumps into me.
You guys, you enter this room and there are five elves in here. Immediately look at, I guess, Amara and you guys, and they all start speaking. What do you guys want to do?
Listen.
Thrak sort of is in amongst his Steve Guard and just goes, "Well, what are you all doing in here?
What are we doing in here? How did you find your way through the maze?"
just held our breath.
Maze? What maze? We walked in. We walked through some mist. We're here.
We don't know. We have, I don't know, even know how long we have been here. Our friends, they kind of like gestured down at the bones. We have lost so many of us here.
There's an invisible voice that says, "You've probably been here about 20 minutes, love."
She doesn't hear you.
Yay! And change my location.
A ripple sort of runs through the Steve Guard, and they're all like, "Fuck!"
And these bones, they're like elf bones.
They look like bones. Make a perception check.
Can I make an intelligence check instead?
Yeah.
Is it Nigel?
We've
got two coconuts like
look, clasped in his bony hands.
Although he doesn't have his coconuts, I kicked them in the opposite direction.
No, he's only got one coconut.
Missed them.
Doomed to one half life with without his coconut.
Or just one. So he can
yeah.
What is the sound of one coconut traversing the afterlife?
Clip. <Where is that? laughs>
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh. 14. 14 on an intelligence on some bones.
No, there are some human bones. But there are lots of animal bones here as well.
Okay.
Many different species.
Okay.
Hashtag zoology nerd.
There might be a mix.
How did you find your way through the maze? How long have you been here? Can you help us escape?
Escape? We've only just got here. There's got to be something worth having in here, so we're going to go and find it, aren't we? How long have you lot been here? Come on, where did you come from? Tell us everything.
They kind of like look amongst themselves. And I do not know. I cannot remember. That could be weeks, years.
It's a beautiful voice. Where
it came from.
Useful. Do you want to...
I should have fucking listened for that. No, she didn't.
No. I'm going to spider climb this time and change my location.
The best way we found to go around is to tie a rope onto a couple of us and walk off. We sent some people off, and we cannot find them. They did not come back.
Oh dear.
We've been waiting here for them.
So who's
good luck?
Where did you come from to begin with? Let's start from the beginning, shall we?
Here's another trick. How hungry are you?
Hungry?
Are you feeling hungry? Are you thirsty?
Nice brains. I like your brains.
We are not hungry.
One of them smart boys.
I would say that you haven't been here too long then. I'm assuming elves get hungry after 24 hours. I don't know how long does an elf take to get hungry.
We are not hungry now. Are you hungry?
No. Pretty good. We just eaten, had some food.
No, I could probably go for something. But look, answer my question. Where did you come from? How did you get here?
We do not remember. Roll an intelligence check. Roll an intelligence check.
You failed. Roll a what?
Three. I did fail. I failed that.
Oh. So, yeah. No, we don't remember. Camille, we need your help to get out of here. Or at least get out of this maze. We are willing to share. We could show you the way that we have found so far.
But you don't know where you came from, so how is that of any use to us?
We do not know how to get out, but we know where we have been.
So we should avoid...
You don't know how you got here. So how does that mean that you... Look, you! You're making very little sense.
Are any of the doors ajar, or is there any dust on the floor that's been moved recently, or anything like that?
It's a bit of a weird thing for a door to be.
The doors all look like they haven't actually been opened in decades.
Are they apparitions?
Now, are you going to test that hypothesis?
If I was a mage or face. Something. Wait, something who said that?
Go. Randall's going to make an intelligence
and
check.
Change my location.
Randall's like, we should help them.
Wait, hold on. I've read stories about this. It's a bit like mermaids.
It's stories.
Like mermaids, oh god.
We are not mermaids, we are elves.
Yeah, look, they don't look like fish or anything.
Okay.
Black. We're not even by the sea, we're in the desert.
Okay, that might have been too literal.
Bang weird things doesn't mean that they're always there.
Get his hopes up.
What I meant was it doesn't look like anybody's come or gone from this room. They're not hungry or thirsty.
Well, let's touch.
Are they real? Magic.
You can.
See if they're like illusory or dodgy in any way.
They have a line. They have a line in pirate DVDs. If that's
all of them is emanating magic, and it is an illusionary type of magic.
Oh, okay. Ooh, bazinga!
I don't know if they're real, guys. I'm getting strong illusions.
You need your help.
Yes, I just said it in front of them.
Could you not? I'll just be talking right at them. Could you not like cast some kind of like disillusionment or something? I don't know.
Excuse
whatever
me,
you.
We are standing right here. Look, we will take you as far as we know and try and help you get out.
Okay, which door did you come through?
I cannot remember.
Okay, so you can't tell us where you.
Let's just walk. I'm just gonna walk. Can I just walk across the room, past them, and out of the opposite door that we came in?
Yeah, you can. You have to move some bones in order to actually open the door. You pull the door open, and in front of you is another sheet of mist.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say is another room full of elves.
Just elves all the way down. Should we try this one?
Yeah, I'll follow.
Yes, follow the gnome. Go, Steve. Go, Steve Guard.
I was going to say I'll follow Grim, but I think I'm going to wait for the Steve Guard.
The Steve Guard aren't waiting for you. They follow orders. They're like, dum, 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 dum. Two by two.
God.
You gave me command of lots of dwarves. I, you know.
You need meat shields in this place. Not yet, but you will.
Steve's first. Form up.
They're personally loyal to me. I'm not using them as meat shields.
That's what they're there for. To save the king.
I'm more likely to use Khan as a meat shield first.
Okay, Grim, you enter a...
I thought you were crying then. I'm like, I'm not that bad.
Be honest, did you remember to hold your breath?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's a no, then.
Okay, you walk through the mist, and you enter a 10-foot by 10-foot room. You can't remember how long you've been travelling or where you've just come from. Where did you come in from?
But you think you might be an elf.
Suddenly, yeah. About 13 dwarves sort of pile into the back of you.
Do I recognise them as the Steve Guard?
Yeah. Okay, pile you into another adjoining 10-foot by 10-foot room. Nice. As they all kind of funnel in. Left in the room, we have Blatt, Zildine, Grim, Dal, Pip. Is that it?
And the elves.
Rahandral.
Fucking hell, too many NPCs. Rahandral follows, leaving Blatt, Pip, Zildine, Jamlaria, and Thrak.
And the elves.
Gone with the Steve Guard. Where the Steve Guard goes, Thrak goes, and vice versa.
Okay. You guys all pile in, and you're gone beyond the mist. At this point, the elves kind of move out towards the rest of the people in the room. So Blatt, one moves up to you, one moves up to Zildin, one moves up to Dalmaria.
Zildin's still invisible, and as I remember, was on the ceiling.
Yeah, one doesn't move up to Zildin. one does actually make his way towards the orange mist bit, though. The one moving up to you, Blatt, says, no, they are going the wrong way. It is this way.
I will.
Kind of gestures towards a door on the other side of the wall.
Oh, come on, it's definitely this way. Come on.
I will draw my sword and say, another step closer and I'll take your hand off. Don't touch me.
I love the fact that you say that and Grim stands back and basically goes, fight!
Me and Thrak have gone in the other room, remember? You don't want to fight those people without us.
No.
It's kind of like takes an innocent step back. Help Pip. I don't know why you're even here. Like, she is no use to anything.
I thought she was lucky.
She is lucky, actually.
That has to be a t-shirt at some point. She is lucky. All these people are walking past you going, who's lucky? Pip, lucky, you fucks.
I would just say...
Well, if you're going... Okay, so on the northern wall is where everyone left.
Yeah.
This one is taking... Well, a gesture towards the western wall to you, the one on the left.
Yeah.
One is gesturing to Pip on the right hand wall, the eastern wall, and she's like, oh, okay, well maybe we should go that way and we can, you know, find out more about if you know the way out. So she's kind of following this elf who's kind of like starts opening the door for her.
I will just raise my voice and say, everybody out the way the Steves went. Follow the Steves, and then I will run over to the Piplock's door and just slam it shut in front of them.
You start making a move to go towards Pip, and an arm like stops you in your path,
Sort
of, like around your stomach, and you turn to look at the elf, and you look and you see you, and it's you, and you're like, now, wouldn't hurt yourself now, would you?
I'll take its arm off.
I really think this way.
I'll take its arm off. I'm a man of...
That doesn't sound like the Khan I know. He'd want to have sex with himself first.
Hey, no. You saved that for when you're not in peril. Hey, rules are safety first.
Well, you can move your hand towards your sword. Well, you haven't... What weapons have you got?
I have two scimitars.
You have two scimitars. You move your hands towards your scimitars. And as you do, you see the door being held open for Pip. By Pip, which is very confusing.
Okay, I will shout at the top of my voice at Pip. Pip, stop!
They both look at you in like exactly mirror images of each other, like, what? And they both say what at the same time. And then look at each other and go, holy fuck!
I'm just gonna slightly more normal. I'd say the north door, not that door.
Pip looks to the other one and goes, "Oh, I think he means the north door." And the other Pip just jumps on her and starts attacking her. As this one on you, so you can all roll initiative. Who else was in here? Dalmaria doesn't. She wasn't falling for anything, so she's walked towards the northern door. She's probably gone through the gas. So the rest of the people in here are Zildjian. Grim, you've been pushed by about 14 now dwarves and Dalmaria at the back. You essentially, this is the hardest thing to DM ever. okay, so you go through two sets of adjoining 10-foot by 10-foot rooms until you're in another 10-feet wide by 30-foot long corridor directly in front of you, but you're it's sort of 15 feet to the left, 15 feet to the right, and 10 foot in front of you. So you're coming into the middle of the corridor, and your exits are in front of you, to your left and to your right. Each one is an arch. Each one of them has filled with orange gas.
Well, Grim's idea basically is to keep going in a straight line until he hits a wall. So I guess go through the next archway and try and hold my breath this time.
Thrak, by the way, assumes that Grim knows where he's going and is like, yes, keep following the gnome. That's right.
Definitely know where I go.
Shuffle down.
Grim, you notice at either end of this corridor, there are brown sacks.
Ooh.
On each end, on the left-hand end and the right-hand end before you enter into the mists, but not in the mist in front of you.
Okay, let's go and check those.
Okay, which one first?
Left.
Okay, you go left. You go to the sack, open it, and it contains 510 gold pieces.
Cool.
Gingin of Steveguard enter corridor. You're going to have to be, you know, responsible for your Steveguard. There's too many for me to look after.
Okay, I'm more than happy to do that, but that does mean that you've just given me free reign to do whatever the fuck I want.
Within reason.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yay. Okay, so we're basically just following Grim. In essence, I'm like, yes, follow the gnome. He clearly knows where he's going. Go on, forward, you know. And the Steves are sort of around Thrak as he sort of moves. And there's him and Hovedra in the middle. Do you want me to be Hovedra as well? Do I have to speak to myself on a regular basis? Or yeah?
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to come up with some weird shit.
Right, okay. You'll follow Grim. You will kind of pile into the corridor. Grim's gone to the left, but there is an exit in front of you and to the right of you. Grim doesn't look like he's moving into the left-hand sort of archway. He looks like he's picking something up off the floor. Grim, after you've done that, what did you want to do?
Depends. If they're close. Are they close to me? How close do you think they
all
are?
All the dwarves seem to have piled in. Okay.
Well, let me just turn to the nearest Steveguard and hand him the bag and say, hold on to that for me. And then I go and check the other bag.
You squeeze your way around and the other bag is exactly the same.
Okay, 510. So I'll give that to another dwarf.
Okay.
The Steveguard, or the Steves who are in front of you, Stan, I'm going to call them the Steves because I do have three names, but if I name them all, I'm going to get very confused very quickly. Yes. So they both sort of look at you and take the bags and then just go, look inside, see that it's gold, go, huh, and start passing it back down the line.
Fair enough. And then I guess the next thing, I hold my breath and go through the, not the left or right, the straight arm. As we're travelling door.
Okay.
Next.
Right, cool. So going back into the room where we have Zildjian, Pip, Blatt, and probably Dal will actually probably stay. Just noticing that you've started shouting, Blatt. Rahandral kind of went caught up with you guys. So we'll have to roll initiative. So Blatt, Pip, Dal, roll initiative.
Zildjian. Who's still on the ceiling, invisible.
Yes, he can roll initiative.
21.
That's just Becky playing herself. With just occasionally popping in. Oh, I hit somebody. Seven rounds of Becca. Oh, Mansur again.
I know. Guys, do you actually want to play D&D? Or, like, do you want me to play D&D and watch?
It's so voyeuristic.
Whoa, ooh, dark yeah, path.
All those dice.
Honestly. Simpler ways and means.
That's a new Twitch channel right there. Not saying anything about Twitch, obviously.
Locked me in a for a few weeks and just watch me steadily go more insane playing D&D by myself.
That's occasionally saying things like, oh yes, change those hit points.
Aww, that's awful.
Oh dear.
Right. Hey, well, just so I don't have to play myself, we're going to you first.
Okay. Good. 21 I got, so I guess that's
okay, well,
that's pretty good.
Well, it got an 8, so
I'll attack it then.
I hit it, yeah.
I will use my scimitar. Scimitars. So
I rolled to hit yourself.
I rolled to hit myself. This is going to be weird. That is...
If Thrak were there, he'd be shouting, why are you hitting yourself?
13 to hit.
Okay, you just miss. Hate yourself, not the game.
Damn myself. Oh my god, it's not Mimic, is it? Excellent, so I miss it then.
Don't you have two swords?
I do, yeah, actually, that's a very good point. So I can't use them at the same time.
It's lucky somebody knows how to play your character.
Ooh, that is 24.
Right, well, you definitely hit. Do your damage.
That is 1d6. That is 5.
Ooh.
Okay, takes 5 points of damage. As it does that, it sees you. It whips out its two scimitars. Hits you with a natural 20, misses you with the other one.
Son of a bitch.
Is it a d8?
It's a d6, I believe.
D6, right, okay. Take 7 points of damage.
Ow.
Right, okay. Jumping back to you other guys.
Hey.
Grim, you basically keep going onward and you end up in another 10 foot wide by 30 foot long corridor. Nothing in here except for another archway exit at the end. Head towards that. The troops follow you. You enter another 10 foot by 10 foot clean room. With exits in front, to the left, to the right.
Okay, anything else?
Nothing
else. Yes, the Steve Guard tramping in behind you.
Yeah. Well, I'm literally going to keep going forward until it seems like a bad idea.
Okay. You go forward into another 10-foot room.
Hold my breath.
Yes, good. Hold on. Okay, hold your breath. After that, you go straight ahead again into another. The mist reveal or part to reveal a 10-foot by 30-foot section of clear corridor. Just to check that, sorry. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry, wrong section. You enter another 10-foot square section of clear corridor with mist filling the archway. But on the other end is a planked door. Blank plank door at the other end.
Oh, nice. Go and try and open it.
Right, okay. You try and open it. I'm going to try and figure out what room you're going into.
Nobody knows the mystery.
Okay.
Mystery. Thrak pushes forwards and just like, sort of elbows a view of the Steve Guard out of the way, comes forward and goes, well, thank you very much for the kind donation, Gnome. I suppose I will probably let you get away with the fact that we're still stuck in here, which I'm pretty sure is your fault. Where are we going, by the way?
Out.
Out.
Hopefully. Do you want to get out?
I thought we were here to get in and get stuff and then get out.
I don't know. I thought we were just coming in from the sun.
Right. He gives you a look that says that he's very much considering setting the Steve guard on you. Punching you in the balls would be more difficult.
You open the door and you all pile through into this another 30-foot square room with a 30-foot tall vertical walls raising to a flat ceiling. Giving this feeling, this is a maze, it all looks very similar. However, there is a platform directly across the room from the door. In the centre of the floor is a circular well 10 feet wide in diameter. It surges with clear water.
Oh, here's a different one. So let's have a look in the well and maybe throw a coin in, see what happens.
A platinum coin.
All right, you will walk in with a Steve guard and Rohandral.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no. this room is taking more thought than the others. I'm scared now.
The platform directly across the room, in the centre of the room, is a circular well, 10 feet in diameter, surges with clear water. The water rushes at a ridiculously fast rate from the well into a 3 foot wide by 3 foot deep channel in the floor. This channel runs swiftly into a 3 foot diameter circular opening underneath the platform. A large figure lies prone underneath the platform that you can just about see because of its deep brown eyes, which are glaring at you.
Oh.
Is it a troll under the bridge?
They have a cave troll.
That doesn't sound that good.
Yes.
You can hear a purring.
That doesn't sound good.
Thrax sort of looks around and it's like nudges one of the Steve guards and goes, "Is that you?" And the Steve guard's like,
"I'm in."
Yeah. All of them somehow are this mad Kiwi.
Hello?
You can hear something like splashing out of the water and like distinctive like purling. And then roll me a... Would you know magical creatures? How well do you know magical creatures?
I don't know. I can do it like Arcana check, if you want.
Yes, please.
Arcana.
I'm going to work on purring as well. I can't purr.
Okay, 12.
Ha, too much wine. Wine sodden. 12.
As please pardon our DM, she's pissed.
I ought to mention, please drink responsibly.
Thank you, I'm not pissed, so we can delete that out. It's absolutely fine.
I'm deleting nothing.
Says the editor.
Oh, God. Dark does. Right. We're having this discussion. Grim, eyes seem to be getting slightly larger. Something starts moving towards you. And then you see a sphinx start moving from underneath a platform and start walking towards the party. It looks like a female. It doesn't look very aggressive. It just
seems...
That's
always the problem with sphinxes, though.
Nice.
I misheard that, Moon.
Eek.
What are you guys going to do?
Thrak sort of goes, "Form Steve Wall!" And they all sort of form a sort of like a small square around him, with facing outwards, with him and Hevedra in the middle.
Okay. You do that, and the Sphinx sort of sits on its haunches and looks quite amused, quizzical.
I'll just sort of put my hand up and wave and say, "Hello, do you know the way out?"
Weren't you the one who wanted to come in?
No, I was just like poking around. I didn't try and necessarily get lost in a dungeon.
In all of your heads, you hear, but not out loud, "The way out? No, that is not one of the answers I will give. However, you may ask another question as in exchange for one of mine." Mine being, why are you here?
We're here because we got lost. Sorry.
Bloody honest gnomes and the goddamn.
Do you know? What did I ask him? Did I ask him? Do you know the way out? Can yes. you? Can you point us the way out?
Kind of like considers you all for a minute, and then says, "I can show you the way out of here if you answer one of my questions."
Okay. We just did.
Correctly.
Go on. What's up? What do I know? This is my hat. You can't have it.
What walks on four legs in the morning? Two.
Oh, I know this one.
Day, and three in the evening.
I know, but I don't think Thrak does.
Yeah, I think I know as well. But are we going? Are we going with a man throughout his life?
Yes,
he crawls on all fours as a baby, walks on two legs as a man, and then walks with a cane as an old man.
Three legs in the evening.
Oh, that was too easy. That was a different one.
Sorry. Grim is quite intelligent, you know.
Yeah, that is fair. Oh, fucking hell. Just this will probably pan back out to the fun that's going on in the other rooms.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried now because we're going to leave and then Blatt's going to be stuck fighting these doppelgangers.
No, we have quite a long way away from wherever he is.
He should have fucking followed us.
I was trying.
What, leave you alone by yourself to go wandering off through a fucking pyramid where you're like to forget stuff?
They should have followed us. Or something.
No, they should have done that.
I think you'll find I was trying, but, you know, we were intercepted.
No, you decided to get involved with idiots who wouldn't do what you told them to.
Somebody's got to look after them.
Why?
Because it's Pip. You've got to look after Pip.
Aww.
She's lucky. She can look after herself.
Last time she lost a hand, I left her alone.
That is a good fucking point.
Yeah.
There are three ways out of here. She kind of looks back at the door when she came through there. She looks down at the three other diameter pipe kind of leaving this room where all this water is flushing out quite quickly. One is down there. And another, she kind of looks at the pool, the 10 diameter foot pool. And one is through here, if you're a good climber.
What do you think? What do you think, Thrak?
These will all lead Thrak. You out, in a manner of speaking.
Thrak looks at you and just goes, "I'm not good at climbing. And neither are the Steve Guard." And I suppose we could make them stand on each other's... You two, do this. Stand on. I need you to stand up and make some sort of, you know, ladder for me. And... Two of the Steve Guards start trying to crawl onto each other's shoulders.
I got spider climbs, I'm all right.
Well, I'm glad I followed you then.
Me and Zildan will be fine getting out. I don't know if we should maybe go back and check on the others.
Well, oh yes, I suppose we probably should.
I thought they were
Thrak clearly just when you say that, Thrak clearly suddenly remembers that other people were there.
Well, I've only just remembered as well, but I thought they might have followed us, but they've been a little while now. Can I turn to the... Turn to the what is it, Sphinx, and say, "Just can you wait here a minute?" And then, should we go back and find the others?
About face, Steve Garden. Remember to make sure that you hold your breath through the mist. Go follow the gnome.
So let's head in a straight line again until we hit a room of bones because there were several blats in.
Yeah. The situation of no, I'm Blatt. No, I'm what?
Right, I'm going to move very quickly.
You do realise that you're going to have to do 15 different dwarves, all the same but different.
Maybe we could kill them.
Looks like she's kicking the other Pip's ass. Basically, nutted her in the face, broke her nose, and then kicked her through the door. Zildjian is just watching at the moment. That's absolutely fine. the two Dals are fighting with ferocity, but both with equal skill. Back to Blatt.
Right. Let's kill the son of a bitch. As handsome as he is.
You handsome devil.
You handsome bastard.
Roll take that.
That is 18 plus 6. So that's 24.
You hit. Do your damage.
Excellent. So that is a 9. So stunned silence.
Ah, that's exactly what you needed for nothing to happen.
And also, the second attack is a 17.
Yep.
And that is 7.
Right, okay. Does like it look like he's taking damage as you sort of cut into his side, but it seems to be kind of spurring him on as it would to you. He comes at you ferociously with one sword and hits you with an 18. Misses you with the other one with an 11. So take 1 point of damage. Just cuts the side of your arm.
I will taunt him as I go. I'll be like, you'll have to try harder than that. He says to himself. In a slightly cocky way. It's getting weird.
Oh, it's hard to play you. Hang on 1 minute.
Can't be that difficult. How can it be that difficult to play me? Is it because I'm not the hand drawer and I don't just go, for order?
Vengeance will be mine! No, because he's being you, but as the creature doesn't actually know any of your history and what you've done, just is basically you. So it's like trying to make a sassy comment about something that you would say, but that's not linked to something that you've previously done.
I'd go with skill level then.
You suck.
Touche.
Right, going back to Grim, God, Rahandro, Throg.
Okay, so we're reverse marching back towards the others, I think.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Back in the guard are keeping good time with Grim.
And crossing our fingers that we're gonna that this mist isn't gonna send us off course. And holding our breath every time.
Right. Can you roll me? Oh, we'll say, can you roll me 6 d12s, Matt?
Yes. Right, hang on a second. What do you want? Do you want a combined score or do you want each one as they come
each
out?
Each one.
Right, okay, so 12.
Right.
Nine.
Right.
You want to get, okay. 1, 11, 12. Fucking hell. 12. Oh, bloody hell. 1. Excellent. 12. This app hates me.
Oh, no, it's okay. You've gone. Right. So.
You get like the 12.
6. 10.
So, whoa. I said 60, 12. You're good.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said 12 d12.
No, you're good.
I heard lots of d12, okay.
You and Hevedra plus another 2 dwarves make it through the mist. Another 10 breathe in the gas. You all head forwards. Some of them head left when they come through the main archway. Some of them head right. And you and Hevedra and then 4 others bring up the rear, see Grim at the end of the corridor with this 30-foot corridor going into the sideways 30-foot corridor, which goes into the 2 more 10 sets of 10-foot squared fucking rooms that go back into... You've been trying to describe a maze? Fucking awful.
Join us next week for tips on how to describe mazes effectively.
They go left, some of the others go right, you go forward, and you get back to the Grim. You see the door with the plank wooden door look around, only to see Thrak, Hevedra, and two others.
So I've lost the majority of the steam.
They're walking around somewhere.
Fuck's sakes. So let me just see who were named. So Brett, the corporal, who punched Zildine in the cock. Yeah, yes, we'll keep him. Nigel with the coconuts was long gone. So we've got Brett and Steve then.
Brett, Steve, Hevedra, and you.
Fuck.
if Flat was there, I think he'd be like, "Where's your Steve's now?"
Brett, Steve, Sickham.
Graham, you get to find the wooden door.
Yeah, we'll just carry on. Keep going and go through the wooden door.
Well, you opened that, but to be honest, you're going to be several rounds behind. So I'm going to have to do several rounds of people fighting and see what happens and where you walk in.
Yep, that's fine. Right, okay. Carry on. Just sit and roll dice on your own for 20 minutes and then get it. Just let us know.
You jest, but it's literally what I'm doing right now. The Down Warriors are not getting any hits on each other. A web is cast from somewhere on the ceiling against one of the Down Warriors, but it falls. It basically doesn't hit either of them. Doesn't get either of their attention either, so that was useless. One of the pips manages to kick one roundhouse style in the chest through one of the doors and slam it shut and shouts, you know, in jubilation, and fuck that, you right. She goes, turns around, and I'm lucky, thank you, Blatt. Sees the both of you and doesn't really know which one to have a go at. Blatt, you roll.
So that is, I just changed screens. Why have I done that? That is a 19.
Yeah, well, you hit yourself.
Excellent. Hit yourself. And I'll just roll for the other one whilst I'm at it, because that'll make it easier. And I miss with the second one. And then first says 7 damage. Okay. And then I'll respond to Pip by saying, at least you didn't fall through a fucking window this time. Just so she knows which one's which, hopefully.
Actually, that's a very good point. I wouldn't have fallen through the windows if you hadn't pushed me out the fucking window. If you'd installed glass properly, I wouldn't be having this problem.
Well,
there aren't any windows in here.
Good point. Fair enough. Now kill the son of a bitch. Pointing at me with the sword.
Oh, he's going to make an intelligence check. He looks at Pip and goes, Pip, come on. You're not believing anything this guy is saying. After all we've been through together.
And I just pipe up, like, what?
You can't trust anything he's saying to you. Please, come on.
Can I attack him whilst he's distracted?
You can, actually. He forfeits that.
Excellent.
Pip rolls a 5 and then looks confused now.
Oh, God. So, does this count as a sneak attack, would you say, because he's distracted?
No, you're not really sneaking on him. You can get, like, a what's a proper word for a side attack?
Oh, that would be flanking.
That's the one.
Is that advantage, then? Flanked?
Yeah, I got him.
Oh. So I just have to roll 4 times, I guess. So first one is 15. Or a natural 20. I'll go with a natural 20 because that's higher. And next one is...
You don't want to go for 15.
Next one is 19 as well.
Fuck. Okay, do a lot of damage.
So is that roll and then double it for the 20?
Yep.
So that is So do you just add the bonus on after you've doubled it, I guess? So that'd be 13 damage.
Oh, right.
First hit, and then the second hit would be 6.
You kill him.
Yay!
Right. So, sorry, a bit more epic style. Okay, so he's looking towards Pip, trying to plead his innocence. And you sort of skewer him through the side, kebab style. You make a blood kebab.
Nice.
Pip looks horrified, and then looks back to you, and then kind of realizes, and she goes, well, that could have been worse. can hear a really sarcastic comment from the ceiling underneath his breath, but doesn't actually say it loud enough for any of you to hear. The two Delmarios are literally rolling the same things every time, which is actually kind of freaky.
It's almost like they're twins. Do we have any idea which one's which?
Roll me a perception. Well, how are you judging that? Like, they both look identical. They're both fighting identically.
Okay. Oh shit! I've got to ask a question. That's clever enough for Darmara to actually answer. Shit. Where's my mind gone blank? it's quick. What can I ask? What can I ask? Anything at all.
Zelda don't know.
That's true.
I'm sorry. That's not Matt Gaiman.
So mean. That was so mean. So I will just say, when was the last time you spoke to Thrak about his god? And what god was he?
Roll the 9. Both of you're trying to talk to them, but they're both like mid battle. So they're literally not listening to you.
And what have I got? What can I actually do? Nothing.
Pip runs at one of the Dalmarias.
Good.
he goes, hey! And tries to jump on one of them. And one that she tries to jump on turns to her and basically Siatoshis her and throws her basically onto the floor and goes to strike her in the face. And she goes, it's that one!
good call. So I'll go stand.
Take the punch to the face, though. Ow! Can hear a bit of a crunch as her nose breaks.
Yeah, lucky.
I'm lucky.
I will go stand side by side with the real Damaria then and help her fend off, because I can sneak attack.
Okay, well, one Dalmaria has just floored Pip, punched her in the face, and then the other Dalmaria rolls to hit her in the side, but she notices and dodges out the way. You can go for a surprise attack from behind.
Excellent. So, I will take the natural 20 that I just rolled.
Oh,
right. I will strike L. I better do that again actually as well. And that is can I count? No. So that is a 14, the second one.
40?
14. How can I roll a 40?
I know.
I was like, I know I'm good with rolling dice, but Jesus.
I roll 120, I get to roll another one, right?
That's how it works.
You don't hit her.
Okay. So the first hit is a 12 plus. That's 15 damage.
Right, okay.
And I'm trying to take her hand off.
At this point, Grim, you open the door. And you see Blatt basically going to stab Dalmaria with another Dalmaria stabbing Dalmaria and Pip lying getting up off the floor as a door opens on the far wall and another Pip walks in.
I turn around. You're regretting this room right now, Becca.
I turn around and look at Threk, and then I shut the door and go, "Should we give him 5 minutes to sort it out?"
Right. Okay. fucking bastard. Okay, you literally shut the door and twiddle your thumbs.
Crack just looks at you for a few seconds and goes, "Yeah, no, that's probably a good idea."
Fins, that's
I rolled a fucking one on my luck, so fuck you guys. So out of the mist from the 10-foot corridor that you're in, basically emerges a dwarf.
Is it Nigel?
Oh, God.
You see my horse?
Nigel, where the fuck have you been?
No, not Nigel. I can't fucking do a thing anymore. He's looking around. Not sure, man.
Your name is Nigel and your horse was a set of coconuts. Come here, you're part of my guard.
No, man, he's a horse. It's rude.
Okay, well, regardless of what it is, I need you to come over here and regain your place as part of my guard.
Horses have feelings too, man.
I'm sure they do. Why don't you come with us, and then if we find it, we can take it with us.
You're right. He kind of marches up behind you. So here you go, you have another one.
Yay! Brett, Nigel and Steve.
Sounds like a boy band.
It is a boy band. It's the Steve Guard. They sing occasionally.
A cappella.
Having entered the pyramid, Grim and Thrak have engaged in a battle of wits with the tricky Sphinx, while the rest of the group try and battle their doppelgangers. Find out next time if they will succeed or fail, and if Grim and Thrak will help them or just wait outside the door.
Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.